All right, put your notes away. Don't slap the table, all right? In a world where it seems like everybody has a podcast, your dog next door has a podcast. I know other people have a podcast. Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
And this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast.
That's right.
And we're having a good time today, aren't we?
Yep. Pretty good time.
All right. So we're getting away from what we were doing there as far as going to the movies. I think you're a little movied out right now. Though that new Mission Impossible comes out on the 12th.
You know, last night there was like a special on TV about making a Mission Impossible. I swear we saw the whole movie. I asked my husband, are we even going to bother go to the movie since we've already seen it now?
I have issues with the film beforehand. It is called Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Thus far, there has not been a Part 1 that is any good. I'm not saying The Karate Kid is inferior to The Karate Kid Part 2. I'm saying that when you have Part 1 in the title, that is indicative of a cash grab. You had The Deathly Hallows Part 1. It feels like you watched half a movie. You had Breaking Dawn Part 1. That made me want to quit watching movies. You have just number of examples here. Actually, wasn't there that Divergent Insurgent Part 1? And they wanted to do the young adult novel adaptation. We can milk it to turn the last book into two movies. And then it flopped in theaters and they didn't make the second movie. What? So they had a part one, but they never had a part two.
Yeah. I hope
that won't happen with Mission Impossible, but I'm just saying, get ready to feel a little underwhelmed by the end of the movie. That's
kind
what I know
hanging.
About that. Yeah. Like, oh my God. And when are we going to get to see part two? He has to jump off something else taller now. We have to explode Tom Cruise and then reassemble him, like, live.
Yeah. Why don't they just release it all? I mean, just say, hey, take a thing called an intermission.
They're probably looking at something like a four-hour movie. And there's ways to make more money by charging you two tickets to see the whole story.
That's true.
So that's how they're going about this. But... A little article from Tom Cruise saying that he hopes to keep making Mission Impossibles till he's 80. But I was under the impression that this is a part one because part two would be the last Mission Impossible.
It's going to be a Mission Impossible.
At some point, these missions need to actually be impossible because thus far, his crew have successfully fulfilled several impossible missions, leading me to believe that they're not that impossible. So I would like to see some actual, not this time, no do-over. Wouldn't that be good?
Maybe that's how it's going to end. Well, this mission was not possible.
We just celebrated 4th of July, and you celebrated by...
What did I do? I cooked
you
dinner.
You laid in bed.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of our neighborhood blowing up. For one thing, it looks like
area.
A war zone.
We live in an area where we had... Was it like five firework competing tents on one street?
Every church in Derby has their fundraiser is fireworks. So there's lots of huge firework tents in our town.
We had a new law in Wichita, just like 5 minutes away. You can't buy the fireworks in Wichita, but you can light them in Wichita.
And I think they had a lot this year. I heard people talking that their neighborhoods blew up too.
We try to send our neighborhood to space each year. We have rockets flying overhead.
We're afraid not to be home ordnance. In case our house catches on fire.
I mean, you could easily confuse one of these for a Patriot surface-to-air missile. Like,
I mean, we're talking full-size...
Or is that Tomahawk?
Fireworks. Don't you think they're full-size fireworks? Like you go see at a baseball game or something.
Quite possibly.
They're huge.
You wouldn't think they were anything less.
They're loud.
They go right over your house. They light up the whole place. There's smoke everywhere. And we have a neighbor with a puppy. And I wonder how... Well, he wasn't in town, was he, for 4th of July?
I don't know.
I don't think they had
What's
him in town.
What's his name, Vaughn?
His name's Chip.
Vaughn's really fond of him, too. He's a cute little puppy. What is he? A cupcake?
Teacup.
Teacup what?
Yorkie.
He's really cute. He's black and white.
And he came by to say hi to you today.
And he barked at me.
I wouldn't really call this a bark.
I think he was protecting you because I think he's fond of you.
Well, he came over the other day when I took a broom to the porch, and he was fascinated by the broom, so he came and said hi. And now he's coming over when I'm picking up firework debris, and he got to keep an eye on him because we have a 8-foot black rat snake around here somewhere that I saw immediately after first seeing Chip. So I think that snake is, you know, keeping an eye out for him, don't you?
I think so. They better be keeping an eye out for the dog. We also have a huge hawks that fly over.
Well, it's remarkable he doesn't run off. Like, I guess it's too much effort to run off. Like, he has to hop through the grass because he can barely see over it. He's easily entertained by flowers that are eye height, mm-hmm. and just kind of chills under his tree. And you would almost think that he was on a leash or something because he just doesn't seem to take off chasing cars or whatever else.
Because every dog we've ever had likes to roam.
We had a dog that as soon as you opened the door, it sprinted down the street. And it got lost on that street twice, actually. And one time, I think I was taking finals in college, and you guys didn't tell me you lost the dog. You even went to another state, came home, and then someone found the dog, and you went back and picked them up and didn't even tell us about this.
We looked all over the place for that dog.
No, what it is you guys are dumb, and you leave a fence open while you're moving furniture.
Your grandfather did that.
No one could figure out how to close a fence.
Apparently not.
So these are things that happen. We also went to Shields.
Yep, grand opening of Shields in Wichita, Kansas.
If you guys have heard of Shields, let us know. You can hit me up on the Instagram and tell me what your experience with Shields is.
What'd you think?
I first heard about Shields when I think I saw ads for it on Instagram saying it was coming to Wichita. And I was like, why? Because we have sporting goods stores.
We really had Cabela's.
We had the Gander Mountain that went under, and it's a similar sort of thing with the outdoors, you know, number of bucks and moose, geese, taxidermy, you know, strewn about.
Guess what the slogan of Shields is?
What is it?
Gear, passion, and sports.
That's not that enticing.
No, I don't think so either.
Why don't they just say everything?
A little bit of everything. Disneyland at a sporting goods store.
So this sporting goods store, a little bit different than others in that, and this is probably not the case for every location, but ours was at the mall. It took over Sears.
Like, yeah, one of the end of the mall setup thing.
It had to be bigger than Sears.
Honestly, I don't think so. I think Sears was a pretty doggone big store.
Sears felt so much more empty, I guess.
I don't, you know what? Maybe they did take up more than just Sears.
Okay, so we go inside, and it is incredibly crowded. You'd think that this was an amusement park.
And it'd been open, it opened Saturday, and we went Monday.
I think it had been open 2 days by the time we went to it.
Yeah.
And there is a candy confectionery factory of sorts in the middle of the store. What was it called? Fizzwig?
Yeah, it was pretty cute, except I heard people complaining because, like, their bag-your-own candy, which is just your basic, used to be penny candy, but not now.
And what were you about to say, dog? Dog food?
It's $13 a pound. That's a lot.
Well, you get a pound of Reese's Pieces at the grocery store, you'll be paying about that much.
That's true. Anyway, it was really cute. And then at the end, they had ice cream.
$13 a sundae.
I didn't look at their prices. And then there's a restaurant in there, and they had racks of ribs you could buy.
I didn't see the restaurant.
You didn't go and look in the restaurant?
No.
Yeah, they had racks of ribs. They had barbecue. They had, I think, pizzas and hamburgers. I'm not quite sure. Can't quite remember. It was pretty full even in there, too.
How many people do you think were there, like 2,000?
I don't know. It was crammed.
Scores of people. Yeah. Yeah.
Then they have like a Lego store in there, basically a Lego store.
They had a Lego WSU mascot, the Wooshock.
Yeah, somebody local made that too. I think that was really nice.
It said it took over 100 hours.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody local made it.
I posted a picture of that online and people thought he was scary looking and
really?
Were confused about what he even, like, thought he was a cheese stick. Yeah, like maybe.
Well, he kind of could be a cheese stick. He's Wichita State.
Yeah, I thought that was Nate They had a plane for kids to get into.
That was cool. I mean, in Wichita, of course, that would be appropriate. You know what? Other Shields have an indoor Ferris wheel. We did not get a Ferris wheel.
No. They probably need some ride attraction sort of stuff, really.
You know, what's really sad is we have a company here. It just sold. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. But they make Ferris wheels. They make amusement park rides. So
they just sold?
Yeah, they just sold. What's it called?
I know what you're talking about. So Ottaway Amusements.
No, Ottaway Amusements is an amusement company.
Okay, so you're making up something.
No, there's one. I'll tell you next week because I can't remember. But anyway, maybe they'll put a Ferris wheel out in the parking lot. And there was no parking places. I've never seen that mall so full.
I have seen the mall that full.
When we first moved here.
But in the early 2000s around Christmas.
Yeah.
And not really since so much. I don't think you can keep people coming back. People came out of curiosity. I didn't see that many people buying stuff. There were people buying things, but the percentage was low. I got some Trolley Bright Crawler, sour Bright Crawler eggs because I couldn't find them anywhere else in town.
What do you think about, I just kept having the feeling that if you bought something, you'd have to carry it all over the store until you finally paid for it. It's almost like, I think they should have, I don't know. It seems like you should be able to pay for things in the store maybe or something. I don't know. Did you have that feeling? I just had like, this is kind of weird. I mean, I see people carrying around stuff.
You mean multiple registers? Because they had the registers lined up like it was a Dick's Sporting Goods or a Cabela's, like near a specific exit.
Yeah, I'm sure the mall exit, they had one upstairs, downstairs, and then
whereas
one going outside.
Whereas if you
outside.
Went to JCPenney's, there's registers all over the place.
Yeah, and then you carry around your sack in the store, which maybe that leads to crime.
I think it would be pretty easy to do some shoplifting there.
No doubt.
Because there were some things behind, you know, a lock and key, and there were some things not.
Yeah, and also, I mean, the bathrooms are right there. I mean, I'm sure they had gobs of cameras. And there were lots of employees there, and I'm sure they're not going to be able to keep that many employees. I'm sure they had employees from other Shill locations in working, because it was packed full of employees.
I don't really see the appeal beyond curiosity for people to be going back. In large part, you're probably just going to buy these sort of things on Amazon, have it shipped to you. If it was something you needed to try on clothes-wise, maybe you would go to a store
I think it'll have a good Christmas season probably because I could see giving people a card to Shields because everybody could find something they could use there, I think.
It was a toy store. It was a fishing store.
All the sporting goods.
It was
goods.
A golf store.
Bowling alley.
I was disappointed there wasn't an actual bowling alley. I was told there'd be a bowling alley.
Well,
there was
two
a small bowling thing with Tyler was calling it bocce ball, maybe.
Yeah, but they didn't have...
They were not bowling balls.
Yeah, they should be selling bowling balls.
They even have pins.
I don't even know.
They had a little archery spot where you could try out some archery thing. I had no idea that bow and arrow stuff was so expensive.
It's very expensive.
You can get a Nissan Sentra or a bow, your choice. There was a spot to try out your golf clubs. Golf clubs have gotten massive.
Oh, there's homewares and accessories, sporting, kind of outdoor themed.
You know, I didn't see much in the way of like car... auto mechanics sort of things.
I guess I don't think there was anything missing.
But yeah, that was Shields. Overall, did it meet your expectations?
Yeah, I thought it was really nice. And like, I'll go back there. I had no desire to go into the mall. So it didn't help the mall any because it's like everything's there. I mean, it's like a one-shop place.
There wasn't much reason to leave Shields to go to the mall.
I bet you. I wish we had a statistics how many people walked out of the door into the mall from Shields. I'd like to know that.
People only went to the mall to see Shields. That's the problem. Maybe in time, Shields will bring people to the mall, but I think it's just so hard to get people to places unless there is a food tie-in.
You think so?
Possibly live sports. Live sports, food tie-in. Because the thing about the sports is you could watch that on TV, but people don't watch reruns of great games on TV. They try that. They had ESPN Classic. It went under, actually. I believe that got canned. So that's sort of thing that you have to know about immediately.
I don't know.
They, food, they, you have to keep eating food.
Yeah, I think
so. That gets people butts in seats.
Well, I think they ought to keep, they should have a huge marketing team, and they should be marketing all the time. They should have events all the time and keep people going in there.
What kind of events keep people going into a sporting goods store?
Like have an outdoor game area where you can play some of the games, sports.
Contests?
Yeah, you could have sporting contests. You could have a fishing derby. You could bring in tanks in the parking lot and people, kids get to go fishing. You could do all kinds of stuff.
All right. Well, elsewhere in local activities, I went to the comedy club last night, which is closing down. You told me about that on the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
I did.
This was their last open mic.
I'm glad you got to go.
It's not that the place went out of business so much as the building got real expensive and one of the co-owners died. So they went and they sold the building. And so whatever's going in there, I don't know what necessarily. They didn't tell me that
much.
There's
universities going in downtown. I don't know. Some big corporations. So, hey, property's probably really going up.
It would be hard to put a shop in downtown. There's not a ton of foot traffic. And on top of that, I don't know if you could sell stuff that people just wouldn't buy online somewhere else anyhow.
I'd be scared to start any kind of retail right now, honestly.
So I went up first at the open mic. A lot of people don't like doing that. I like it because I can get my bit done and then just kind of sit back, chill, and watch everybody else.
Ooh, you got a cold audience.
Well, it was half performers anyway. And, you know, a lot of them recognized me and all that. So I went up there. I kind of stumbled over my lines early and tried to recover. Don't give me this rusty stuff. It's not so much that. It was a little awkward. There wasn't a host bringing people up. Instead, it was all done from the DJ booth, which is unusual. So I was the first up to kind of see how that would look. And so it might have thrown me off my game slightly.
Be nice if they would let you host because you're a good host.
Got a pretty decent laugh in there talking about the podcast.
Good.
Just saying, you guys listen to podcasts? Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it seems like everybody's got podcasts. Even my mom has a podcast. I know because that's the name of the podcast. Even my mom has a podcast.
I hope some people are listening. That would be neat.
A typical episode is like I take my mom to go see the Flash movie, and then we come home, and I explain to my mom the Flash movie. Those got some decent laughs there. There were some people trying for their first time. I guess maybe that knowing that they didn't have to go back made it seem available to them. There was an elder lady who was on some recreational drugs. And thank goodness she couldn't seem to find the microphone and walk close to it because she was loud as all heck. And what are you doodling over there?
A big sunflower for Kansas, the sunflower state. It started out to be a firecracker.
And it became a sunflower?
Yeah, then it became a windmill.
Now some people are saying that they've seen all the fireworks they can watch. Like, you can't be too surprised by fireworks anymore, right?
No.
So some people would rather have the drone show.
I would have liked it. I'd like to see a drone show. I've never seen one live. I've just seen it on TV.
It's quiet.
No
There's
smoke,
a little bit of
pollution.
Mystique to it,
yeah,
right? Like, you haven't seen so many of them that you're burned out on it, that you've seen all there is to drone paint, you know, assemble the drones to form this and make a scene, right?
Right.
So there is a little more you could possibly do with that. I wonder how hard it would be to organize that on a local level, right? You need several hundred drones, don't you?
I'm not sure. I'm sure there's companies that do the droning.
It almost sounds like a dance. Yeah. Should.
Okay, so what else are we going to talk about, son?
You have anything in the national news?
Did you hear about the lady that locked her 8-year-old son up and reported him missing, and then she kept him, and I think she sexually abused him, all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a sicko to me.
No, I didn't hear it. Where was this?
Houston, I believe.
Houston, crazy things are happening in Houston.
Yep.
Well, there was a wrestler who died, and I was going to show you a clip of, he had a very unique signature move. You know what a signature move is?
Yes.
So this guy, his name, he went by the name Draws. That was like short. His name was like Drozowski. He was a former NFL football player.
Oh.
And they called him Draws. And when he joined the WWE, it might have been WWF at the time, he was going
Worldwide
by.
Worldwide Federation of Fighters?
Yes.
Okay.
He went by the name Puke.
Ooh.
Because he could puke on demand. I think there is a clip of him.
Tell everybody how you puke. Vaughn does projectile puking.
I don't believe that.
And when he was, 4 years old, he was at story time with his teacher at the daycare, and he puked all over her. Gosh. That was
so
bad.
Somehow bringing this up is making me smell puke. But I couldn't find video of this. Supposedly, he vomited on a ball and then passed it to the center to hike during an NFL football game, supposedly. He had an unfortunate run-in. This guy, I think his name's D'Lo Brown, has a move called a running power bomb. And Draws was wearing a different kind of ring attire, like a shirt that was slippery or something. A lot of these guys, you may notice, like, they're not just not wearing a shirt, but sometimes, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin has, like, tape around his wrist.
Uh-huh.
That allows people to pick him up. There's, like, friction there.
Oh, it gives them something to grab hold of.
Gives you a little something. Grapple. Yeah.
Grab hold of.
This part of the reason why he would do that is because of what happened to Draws. He got dropped on his head, and he was a quadriplegic for, like, the last 20 years.
Oh, that's sad. And he passed away?
Yes, and he passed away. So
that's a bummer.
Yeah, but I don't think he seemed to resent the guy that did that. He was considered otherwise a safe wrestler that everybody liked, and it was just a bad accident.
Man.
All right, what else you got in the news?
What else happened? I'll
tell you about the Grimace Shake.
Okay, what happened with that?
I meant to go get one for you. I don't know if they still have these.
Are they purple shakes?
McDonald's has a character called Grimace, and he is a big purple. You know what he is?
Purple animal.
You think he's a purple animal? An executive at McDonald's actually revealed what Grimace is a couple years ago. He is a taste bud.
Seriously?
Grimace is, it's McDonald's canon. He is a taste bud.
That's funny.
So he had a birthday in June. Now being July, they probably aren't doing this anymore, but being that there's a social media sensation about this, maybe they are continuing. They call it maybe the Grimace Shake Challenge. There's always challenge tied to these sort of things. Kids go, hey, I'm trying the Grimace Shake. Happy birthday, Grimace. And then hard cut to incapacitated on the floor with the shake strewn over them.
Is it sour or something?
It has a berry taste about it, but I think they're kind of keeping their lips tight on what it is exactly. Huh. People are saying maybe citrus berry of sorts.
Mm.
But it's purple. You take a sip, and then you cut to looking like a zombie or what. Could you think you had some fun with that?
I might have.
If I go and get you a Grimace Shake today, can we do that?
We can, but they don't have them anymore.
They might. I'm gonna pull up the app right now. You find the next news story. I'm pulling this up right now.
Well, I can't think of anything.
You better
else.
Think of something. Are you caught up on your Outlanders?
No, I have to watch Outlander.
How can you possibly get behind on Outlander?
Because my husband's company was on strike, and he was home, and we were doing other stuff besides me watching Outlander.
You were watching. What else were you watching? Star Trek: Strange New Worlds.
That's right. We watched an English mystery. I can't remember the name. It's an unusual name.
Yeah, you told me. Okay,
and
Grimace birthday featured currently unavailable.
Ta-da!
No Grimace challenge for you. How unfortunate.
That's too bad. But we know now that Grimace is a taste bud.
Oh, we know that now?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Oh, okay. Where do you think S.H.I.E.L.D.'s headquarters is?
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Well, Fargo, North Dakota.
Is that all there is to do in North Dakota?
Apparently. That's probably why it got started there. Can you talk like the people from Fargo?
Nah, not really.
I didn't like
that movie, to be honest with you. The Coen brothers make two kinds of movies. They make comedies, which I find to be better than their dramas. Their dramas are almost usually the same movie. I actually caught their first movie a few months ago, and it's called Something in Blood or something. I'm trying to remember the name of it. And it has all the same. I mean, this Frances McDormand's in all their stuff, and they seemingly remake this movie every 10 years or so, and everybody acts like it's a great revelation. So
John
Fargo,
Wayne did that a lot.
Fargo kind of seems like, Mike, why am I not remembering the name of this movie? But Fargo
something
feels
for
like
old
a
man?
Remake.
Country
no,
for old
no Country for Old Men sucks. I don't care what anyone else tells you. That movie first of all, it's a ripoff of the Terminator.
Is it really?
You got a guy with a weird haircut, quiet, weird assassin running around killing people, right?
Yep.
It doesn't like to talk, right? And it takes place.
I've never seen it. It takes place
in the early 80s.
You guys went to see it without me.
I did not go to see it. I went to go see it, and then they said I couldn't because I didn't bring my ID card. I thought I already looked old enough anyway. And we ended up watching that Will Smith vampire movie.
Oh, okay.
I Am Legend, which also wasn't good. But then at the end of the movie, it asks you, the audience member, to write your own ending. That is some lazy BS made.
Choose your own adventure.
That people are not waking up to No Country for Old Men being trash. The movie ends in a way in which you have to then, as the audience, talk about the ending to try to figure out what happened. It's a trick.
Right.
It's like a magic trick. We tricked the audience into writing the ending because we couldn't commit to, did he kill the girl or did he not? That's what it is.
That's right.
Movie's garbage. Blood Simple. That's the name. I said Blood was
Blood
in the title,
Simple.
Right? Blood Simple has been remade into Fargo and kind of No Country for Old Men. And yeah, I prefer that they're comedies. Like Raising Arizona's good. Have you seen that one with Nicolas Cage? He kidnaps a baby.
Oh, really?
But they have a fun time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. Check that out.
I have to go watch that one.
Oh, did you know that they're banning Vietnam? Vietnam is banning the Barbie movie.
You know, I don't know about this Barbie thing.
I've got feelings about it.
What's your feelings?
This is
Are we going to go see it?
No. Do we have to? Do we have
we
to go
to.
See it?
We
Let me
to.
Know.
We ought to.
I will post a poll on my Instagram.
It's a Barbie world.
Where their Aqua song, some variation of that with a current pop star and rapper is surely going to play. I think there's already a soundtrack for it. It's probably like Nicki Minaj.
But if we go, you have to wear pink. Do you have any pink clothes?
I don't think so. Maybe I have a salmon shirt.
Yeah.
I have something Ken might wear.
That rainbow shirt?
I have
white jeans?
I have a rather bright pinstripe shirt of some kind from Lacoste.
Yeah, it's like a rainbow shirt and your white jeans.
I don't know if they'll fit me. But
probably not.
Yeah. So
I have something.
This
I can
is
wear.
A movie I don't think is made for little girls.
I doubt it.
The little girl Barbie stuff lives in an animated realm. They make animated videos and things for Barbie, and that's what the girls watch.
If I was a parent of a little girl, I think I would go see it before I take my little girl. But maybe
this
it's
looks
good.
This looks
know.
Very much for the adult that grew up on Barbie, and there's a lot of like meta humor. Hey, I float, you know, because maybe she doesn't necessarily walk down from the top of the dream house,
yeah, right?
And then she seems to be finding out about the real world. They go to, I guess, San Diego or something.
Yeah.
They leave the Barbie realm and are out in the real world, and they're confused by the way people actually behave and talk to one another and whatever. It looks like it's going for the PG-13 kind of safe, but adult-oriented comedy of sorts.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused. I'm not quite sure what it's going for.
Well, this movie is banned in the country of Vietnam, and
why?
I think this is a good thing. Do not hit the table.
Sorry. Why is it banned?
It's not for the content being racy by any means. It is because there is a map featured prominently in this movie.
I heard that.
And I have no idea under what context this needs to be brought up, but they frequently, I guess, show a map that shows a South China Sea with a what is called the 9 dashed line.
Yep.
And that is China's ownership of what Vietnam is claiming their sea space. Is that what it's called? Ocean space, whatever, right? And so I like that there's some pushback because a lot of these movies, they will cater to that Chinese demographic. Long time ago, they didn't have to worry about selling any tickets in China. Now they're like, China's the new market. We have to make something China about it. We have to remove the patch from Maverick's jacket. They put it back in when that people got upset about removal. And now, to make China happy, hey, look, China, we're recognizing your boundary that you like. But Vietnam's like, oh, yeah, well, then we're angry.
I bet.
So I like the fact that if you're going to do something to try to please China, that there are some ramifications from a neighbor.
I do, too.
All right, so you have to do this quote thing, and I don't like this game, but you insist on doing it.
And you know what? I can't remember if I did this quote before, so this will be funny if I've already done
great.
It. Okay. You'll have to go back and listen to the other podcast and check. Okay. 3 out of 4 marriages end in failure. If you were going skydiving and they told you 3 out of 4 parachutes won't open, would you still jump? Who said that?
Bill Burr.
Yeah. Good job.
He has a bit about, and actually somebody animated it on his YouTube channel. Uh-huh. And this, it's from a stand-up special. I think with the animation, it actually accentuates the joke of a guy jumping out of a helicopter.
Oh, well, you'll have to show it to me.
I mean, I guess I could show it to you right here.
Okay. Does the guy just go splat?
I saw this story down in Orange County, right? Down in Orange County, California, this guy gave helicopter tours for 30 years. 30 years without incident. Hands the business off to his son. The American dream.
Do you remember the special?
For 30 years, here you go, son. Make the family and the family name proud. All right, Dad, I love you. Right? This poor kid, 5 days in. He's supposed to give a tour to a couple. Only the dude shows up. The kid thought it was weird, but he's like, I need the money. I got to give him a tour. Right? So he takes this guy up. 10 minutes into the tour, the dude fucking jumped out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 5 days in. 5 days in from the balloons and the cake. We love you, son. Keep the family tree going. The traditional life. 5 days later, this kid, he probably barely had the speech down. Just sitting there flying the helicopter. All right, if you look out the left side of the aircraft, that's Orange County. There's over 27 miles of beaches. Put your seatbelt back on. 27 miles of beaches. Was established as a county in 1903. Sir, please don't open the door. Sir, what are you doing? No, no, don't.
Oh, man.
What the f***? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the f***?
No, we got bad words in our
phone. I will edit it out.
Air traffic control. I don't know who's on this frequency, but you really need somebody to shut down.
We need to clean it up.
5 days in. So I read further into the story. Turns out the guy who jumped out, he was 61 years old, terminally ill. He was in pain every day. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with him, and he had had enough. At that point, that guy immediately became a hero in my world, right? You know what I love about him? Not only did he make the decision, he didn't go out like some pussy, right? Handful of pills, watching a romantic comedy, wrapped in an Afghan that Nana made. That guy went out like a man. Take me up in a chopper. I'm looking at the land I love, and then I'm jumping out like a superhero. I loved it. This guy should have been wearing a f***ing cape. I can't imagine how elated he must have been on that helicopter ride up after finally, you know, just taking back control of his life. Like, f*** you, disease. I decide. You know, ripping tubes out, gets a burger, shotguns a beer. Take me up in the chop. He probably had his f***ing foot on the dashboard. You know, he's not even listening to this guy giving the tour, right? Over 27 miles of beaches. Put your seatbelt back on. Established as a county in 1903. Sir, please don't try to open the door. No! Don't! Incredible. But here's the thing. I left out one small thing. There is one small thing. The guy f***ing lived.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they were out over the ocean. 500 feet up, you'd think that would be enough. So I'm thinking he must have gone in like Greg Louganis, like no splashes. But witnesses said it looked like a dummy was falling out of the air. So that sounds like a hell of an impact. I think he accidentally did the most epic 500-foot belly flop in the history of jumping out of a helicopter, you know? But that didn't change what he was trying to do. Where his heart was, I still love this guy.
Well, at least he didn't hurt somebody else.
Just on the way down, he's got to be thinking, 3 more seconds of pain, 2 more seconds. Wow! Oh! Oh, my God, this is worse. This is way worse. It has a happy ending, though. He later died at the hospital. Right. So here's to him. God bless him. I hope I have the balls someday.
Oh, my.
All right, so that's, yeah, that's a good story.
Not exactly like my joke.
No, not exactly, but it, you know, the skydiving, I think it brought to mind Bill Burr, and that's why I was able to guess that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay.